This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
My name's Karen and I'm 35 years old. I'm actually Australian, probably about as Australian as you can get. Both my parents are Australian and I think we go back to the 1800s or something on both sides. But my stepfamily is actually Fijian. So I've had a pretty multicultural upbringing. Firstly born in Sydney, came to Melbourne when my mum remarried, and was from 5 years old I've been brought up like an islander. Well, having such a multicultural upbringing, you know, like I basically never really felt Australian. I felt like I was a little island girl. I got taught how to do the hula. I always the only white girl, but never felt any different. It's been, you know, an eye-opening experience now looking back on it as an adult, but I just didn't feel any different. Basically, nothing surprises me. I've seen it all. I basically can be put into a room with anybody and feel comfortable, and I think that's from being brought up in such a diverse area, such as St Kilda. I actually consider myself a Buddhist. I try to be a good Buddhist, but you know, we're not all perfect, but that's the kind of lifestyle that I pretty much try to follow, and I feel it's achievable. Basically, you know, I've been traveling to Bali for the last 15 years, and me and my daughter both go every year at least once, and I basically live the culture when I'm in Bali, and I've become attached to it, brought it back to Australia with me. I've never been criticised. I've never had any sort of problems, you know, like my whole family are Christians and I'm the only one that's a Buddhist and doesn't believe in Jesus or God. It's a very personal thing and it's a very individual thing. It's for me. It's mine. I like to hope that my independent streak is going to rub off on my daughter, but she's a very different personality type to me and she enjoys people doing things for her. So I'm the opposite. I struggle to ask for help. So yeah, hopefully as she gets older, now that she's gotten her first job and she is starting to become more independent herself, she'll feel stronger to be able to express her independence and grab whatever she wants in the world and make it her own, hopefully.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.